Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Function Junction. I'm Eric Fleming.
And I'm Sam Timms.
And today we're going to talk about the blob storage trigger in for Azure Functions. And really, so a little background for blob storage. It's really like a kind of like a file system you can use. You just kind of put, you know, dumps of data or files and everything into blob storage and either keep them there for later and come back to them and reprocess or write some sort of process around pooling files, doing what you want with them, putting data into analytics or something like that. So it's a really, you know, useful tool for that. So here, what I have is for our function is I have a little blob storage set up locally, and I'm just going to simply put in a text file that has a bunch of lorem ipsum text in it, and it's going to take that file in, it's going to read the file and count how many times it says the word lorem in it. So pretty easy. I would say, you know, kind of before we get started with it, you know, a real world process I was thinking of for, you know, using blob storage would be really, and this is an analytics type process. There's a process that I know of where we take a bunch of XML files, and these are pretty massive XML files, and we usually just like save each node into the database. Kind of, it's not a super efficient process because it doesn't really flatten it out or anything like that. So what I was thinking is that we could take XML files, these big XML files, put them into blob storage. As soon as something gets into blob storage here, we can have an Azure function sitting to read that XML file, and then perform some sort of action to where it like decomposes it into, a structure that makes sense. And then from that, it could send it off to additional Azure functions that are maybe like table storage or something like that, mm-hmm. with some sort of structure, you know, to put all of that data that we just got in this XML file and put it in some way that makes sense.
Okay, so we've always had blob storage. Like, it's one of the original services. And it used to be that you would like shove stuff into blob storage, and then you'd have some process that was responsible, like on a polling basis, for going and checking what's in there and running something mm-hmm. with it. But with the function triggers, now we can have something that monitors that for new items and processes it immediately. Now, we had that before with web jobs, but mm-hmm. this is even lighter weight than that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I know. And even kind of in the scenario I'm thinking of, there's going to be a process, or there is an existing process that will be manually kicked off like four times a day mm-hmm. to do this. It seems kind of, you know, to me, it's like, oh, this is perfect for an Azure function. You know, we can do this real time. As something goes into this blob storage, like, it's just going to do it, and we're going to have that data whenever it's finished, not, right. you know, at certain points during the day.
So this is like a stream processing. Like, this could be the ingestion yes. point for something that went into stream analytics
yep.
somewhere down the line. Okay. Sure. Yep,
exactly. Cool. So let's get to it. Let's look at this little demo here. You can see for the blob storage trigger, we have the attribute called blob trigger. And our first variable here is the path of the blob path of where it's going to be kind of looking for new documents to go into. And I can kind of show that here with the Microsoft Azure Storage Explorer. This is pretty handy. If you haven't used it before, I don't know if we've shown it in the previous demos or not.
I don't think so.
I use it. It's got, I mean, like you can see here, you got blob containers, queues, tables. It's pretty useful. I've been using it since, I don't know, for the last couple months or so. We can put some links in there if that interests you as well. So locally, we have blob demo, which was the path that I had. And then, like, if we had, you know, more folders here nested, we would add those on additionally. So blob demo, folder name, and then, you know, the name here is going to be the name of the file that I upload. Connection is the normal connection. So local. So I have it set to blob connection here. That's set just up in the local.settings.json, and I'm just using the development storage. But if it was something, you know, like using in production, it would be your actual, you know, connection string for the blob storage in your Azure resource, is what you would want, is what you'd want to set here. But I'm just doing this locally. So I just have my development storage on, and that's really it. And that, it just gives you your blob storage. You know, that's the object that you're going to be working with.
Okay. Sure.
So that's pretty much it to get it in there. So just a little background of the little bit of code I have here. I'm going to basically drag and drop a text file into that blob storage to trigger it. And it's just going to read the text. You have your stream reader from your blob, read it as a text, do a little bit of string manipulation on it, and count how many times the word lorem comes through. So pretty simple. Sure. No big deal. Let's take a look here. I'll bring it up. So I have two files here. I have demo and blob demo. Let's drag demo into here. And it probably would help if I ran it. I think it should still pick it up.
Yeah, it should too.
This is actually, it should be coming now.
Any second now, we wait for the breakpoint to be hit.
Yeah, I've been having a little, I think it's with Visual Studio 2017. It's been really good. And then it gets to a point where, hey, there it is. Okay. So we have hit the breakpoint. And it's still thinking.
Nothing like demo performance to make you feel good about your machine.
It shouldn't be this machine. No. It's got.
You can hit continue now, though.
Oh, hey, continue. There it goes. There we go. All right.
Okay. So six times.
Yes. And I can prove that. I'll bring it up in Visual Studio Code here, drop demo. Hey, there's six times the word lorem appears.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it. Pretty simple, pretty easy. Like we were talking about XML earlier, you know, you can obviously write the code to deserialize your XML here into the objects that you want. You know, just normal, however you would handle it, a regular XML file, you just put it in the Azure function mm-hmm. and go from there. There is one other thing I thought was interesting that I'd like to show. So in this, in the path up here, we can actually set kind of like a prefix to the file type name or the file name that we would like to handle. So here I'm going to put just blob in front of it or blob dash in front of name. So this means that I'm only going to trigger off of any file that comes through that has blob dash in the beginning of it. So if we run this again.
So when we process these messages or these blobs, is that destructive? Like do these blobs get deleted afterwards? No. Okay. So they're still around.
Yeah. Yeah. So this one's still here. We ran through, it's still here. I'm sure that you could write something if that's what you wanted to do, if you wanted to move mm-hmm. it somewhere, you know, you can definitely interact with it. You know, you can write, you know, I would probably have two functions at that point to interact with, you know, this function did something with all that data, and then maybe another function to, you know, go clean up the data.
Yeah, okay.
Clean up a list of data that you wanted. But, you know, that would probably be preference and depending on the specific scenario. Okay, so we're running. I will take my new text file here and do blob demo.txt. Should hit our breakpoint. Nice and fast.
Something.
Yeah, I clicked on Visual Studio. There it goes. you can't see in the, on the other screen, it has Microsoft Visual Studio is busy down at the bottom. So
interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So when we build up these functions, I know that we get billed by megabyte second, which is a function of, at least in the shared hosting model, we get billed by megabyte second, which is a function of like how much memory your function uses and how long it's running for. So I'm looking at this code and I'm thinking like, we're reading the full stream into memory here. So if this was a really big document, this would probably be kind of an expensive function to run. So we might, instead of like reading the entire string and doing processing on it, it might be better to just read bytes off of the stream individually and use a like a finite state machine or something to tell if we've encountered LORM.
Yep.
And that would probably reduce the memory footprint a little bit. But for the function of this, I think this is fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that brings up, you know, kind of a good point of, you know, you kind of with the consumption plan and how, you know, your build using Azure Function, I think it gets you to think about stuff, you know, efficiency, kind of performance in that way, which I think is really cool. That's good. That's a great point. Okay, so we came through now, finally, and we'll get names. So you notice name is demo.txt, even though the file name that I had in File Explorer was blob-demo.txt. So it actually, you know, pulls, you know, it's, this is almost just like just a prefix. Like it doesn't even care about it after that point. It's just looking for the files that have blob-dash in there. So this would do the same thing. Hit F5. Yep, and 6 times,
and it processed. Cool.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, you have any questions? Any other thoughts?
I don't think so.
Alrighty. Well, there you go. There's a blob storage trigger, and I think that's our last trigger. Do we have any more?
I think so. So we've done HTTP, we've done schedule, we've done service bus, service queues, event hubs, and storage. So I think that's everything that exists right now.
I think so. And if there's more that come out or, you know, any more that people just maybe want to see a different example of, we can absolutely do those. Definitely reach out to us, comment, or reach out to us on Twitter or something like that, and we'd be happy to do them. So. The triggers have been fun. Now we get to get into some other pretty cool topics that I'm excited for.
Yeah. So I don't know what our next one will be, but when we figure it out, we'll let you guys know.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.